Joanna Burt Kinderman, the county school's math coach, appeared at the Pocahontas County Board of Education's May 7th meeting to advocate for approval to add a robotics engineering course and a financial algebra course next year at PCHS. Joanna said that the robotics engineering program would be supported by engineer Paul Marganian from the Green Bank Observatory and would involve the students both designing their own robots and building them using their welding skills. She said that the addition of the financial algebra class will keep the school among the top math innovation high schools in the state. The board members did approve these two exciting new courses and voted to request waivers from the West Virginia Department of Education to add these classes. School Superintendent Terrence Beam recognized the winners of the State Social Studies Fair.
Our State Social Studies Fair, first place Ramona Hardy in political science, and also Rachel Burns and Sarah Water in political science as a pairs competition. Second place Trenton Brock in geography and Mason Soliday in sociology. Third place Shayla Bennett in state and local studies, and honorable mention Jay Lee Doss in political science.
Hunter Wilfong, the student representative to the Board of Education, made his presentation to the board as well.
On April the 14th, the high school had a equine team go and do horse judging. So I'd like to congratulate them on getting first place overall, and they will move on to nationals. Ben Davis got first place individual. Noah Barkley received fourth place individual, and then Charity Morrison received eighth place. Also, congratulations to the carpentry team for Skills USA for placing second. The team consisted of Braden Hicks, carpenter, Trey Miller, masonry, Logan Dilley was the electrician, and then Trevor McPeak was the plumber. And also, senior award night is May 24th, and also graduation is May 26th at 11 o'clock. So counting down the days. Congratulations to all the super scholars. And then also, congratulations to Jarrett Liptrap and Marlon McLaughlin on prom prince and princess. And another big congratulations to Andrew Seif and Madison Bennett on king and queen. So prom was really nice and was a good time. And also, the girls' track team have been beat by one single A team this year. And they were second in the state. They're doing really well.
In financial matters, the board approved routine bill payments, extra duty pay, payroll, budget adjustments, and other financial reports. They also approved the 2018-2019 Step 7 budget and the 2018-2019 County School budget. Lisa Dennison, the school's food service coordinator, and Robert Iden, the CEO of U.S. Foods, the major food supplier for the schools, made a presentation to the board about how Pocahontas County has aligned itself with other school systems across West Virginia to buy food for the schools at a cheaper price based on larger volume purchases. Later in the meeting, the board authorized payments to the U.S. Foods prior to board approval next school year and approved a key drop release for U.S. Foods so that the food can be delivered to schools when the schools are closed without having to call in a school employee at overtime rates to open the school. The board also approved the creation of a cross-country team at PCHS for next school year. They approved Damian Elliott as a volunteer groundskeeper at PCHS, and they approved four field trips scheduled for May and June of this year. The board approved a personnel agenda, which can be found with this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.